Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So which month is it? January.
It's January.
January 2015.
Happy New Year. Released anything yet, so
no,
I think
not
we should.
We just shipped. Yeah. this session is not going to be super deep technical.
No.
Not at all. What's it going to be about, Gabriel?
You know what this weekend is?
This weekend is the
Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yes.
Seahawks
I'm
American. Versus the Broncos.
Seattle rocks. So we're going to talk about that. And C++.
Of course.
And native code. Right.
So for those of you fans out there, you might be familiar with the term 12th man, referring to the fans in the hometown stadium being the extra man on the field that is sometimes just as important. So we're going to go around, we're going to ask people, what does 12 mean to them?
Oh,
in the
cool.
context of C++.
Okay.
And let's see it.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you guys out there. Hello everyone, welcome to Going Native. I'm Gabriel, behind the camera, and I am here with Jennifer Leaf, Senior Program Manager, Digital C++ team. Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I've been here on the Visual C++ team for 3.5 years, and I've had the opportunity to work on the Windows 8 SDK. I worked on graphics tools for a little while. I worked on the IDE productivity features, and I recently moved over to our CodeGen team working on static analysis tools.
Very nice, very nice. Jennifer has been a huge help to me getting on board, ramped up. I owe a lot of just being able to feel comfortable on the team and learning things to Jennifer, so she's been a really big help to me. So, we're going around and we are asking people, because the Super Bowl's coming up on Sunday, go Seahawks,
Woo!
And Jennifer is the self-appointed queen of Seahawks paraphernalia. So I've heard that you've been wearing a Seahawks-related something every single day for this past week, is that
yes.
right?
Yes, I have a different shirt every day this week. Go Hawks, go 12.
Excellent. So what does 12 mean to you in the context of Visual C++ or C++ in general?
So 12 is a really special number to me in the context of C++, because last year I celebrated my 12th year as a professional software developer in the industry.
Very nice.
And so one of the cool things that I got to do last year was work on the Visual C++ IDE productivity features. And so, as I said, I've only been here at Microsoft for 3.5 years. And so I spent 9 years before that as a developer using Visual Studio. And I think it's inevitable for every developer, as they're using a tool, to say, I like this tool, but I wish it would do this or that, or I could have done this better.
Definitely.
And so a couple of years ago when I decided to make a job transition, I said, I'm going to go achieve my dream of working on my absolute favorite all-time development tool, which is Visual Studio, and I'm going to go make it better. And so I came here to the Visual C++ team, and as I said, I got to work on a lot of different things. But one of the things that I really wanted for my C++ experience was the ability to have my code format when I pasted it into the editor.
I have had that problem so many times.
And I first ran into this about 1.5 years ago when I was working on the Visual Studio 3D Starter Kit with Roberto. I was editing the blog series that we put on the Visual C++ team blog. And as I was pasting in the code snippets that we had, it was just really annoying that the code didn't auto-format. And so a couple months later, when I was asked to move to the IDE team, I said, what do I want to focus the next release on? They gave me a lot of latitude to go investigate and talk to customers and make the right decisions for the IDE. And so taking my experience of wanting the format on paste, and then looking at all of the customer feedback that we had from User Voice and from Connect, and just from talking to people and talking to other program managers in the C++ team that had been talking to customers over the past couple of years, we came up with this theme of minute-by-minute developer productivity. And so that's what you will see in Visual Studio 2013 is, we looked at how can we improve the day-to-day, minute-to-minute experience of writing and editing C++ code in Visual Studio. And so you see brace completion, you see code formatting, you see peak, You see Navigate 2. You'll see the changes that we made to Param Help and to the member list. And all these things have a tangible impact almost every single minute as you're working in the editor. And so for me, coming into Microsoft as a developer and now as a program manager, that was what was really important to me, was being able to make that impact and make not only my life better, but the lives of all of you, our users, better. And so for me, what 12 means is, 12 is an opportunity to set a goal, work hard at it, and then achieve it, and then see that be successful.
That's great. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for your time. And since the Seahawks will obviously win this Sunday, I'm sure you'll be very happy that supporting them the entire week will have paid off. Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Gabriel, again behind the camera, and I'm here with Principal Dev Mark Hall. Mark, just tell us a little bit about yourself, your history with the Visual C++ team.
Hi, I'm Mark, and I've been on the C++ team for, I've got a 20-year plaque somewhere here.
Very
and,
nice.
So I've been here for 20 years in the C++ team.
And have you always had the double pair of glasses?
I started off with the pair on the top.
Okay.
And then, when I got older, like about 15th year, I needed the other pair when I'm reading code, because they're special coded glasses.
Very
I can
nice.
See better.
So it's like
when I,
so it's like Google Glass, but better, right?
Yeah, this was before Google Glass.
Excellent.
They copied some of it from me.
Excellent.
So, as many Seahawks fans out there know, and as I'm sure you do as well, the Super Bowl is this weekend. What does 12 mean to you in the context of C++?
12 to me is the sacred brotherhood of people who understand how to parse the ambiguities in C++. So I call them the brotherhood of disambiguation.
Oh, interesting.
And there's 12. Of those.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a pretty personal thing for you.
I'm not actually a member, and I can't show you too much about the inside of it. But
okay.
Over the years, I've compiled a list of people I believe are in the brotherhood, and I sort of have put that together in a list.
Okay.
Let me get my glass on. So if you see over here on this side of the. It starts off with Dennis Ritchie, who, he was the guy from C, and he kind of got the ball rolling, and then these other guys really, they helped it out.
I see. Interesting.
So, and if you notice, Bjarne Strustrup's on there twice. So, I mean, he's two pictures here. So.
Oh, yeah, I noticed
that out,
there are
right,
only 11 people, so. Huh.
11? Oh, yeah, because, he's on there twice.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
He's on there twice.
And
I see.
A little known fact is that Steve Ballmer is on the list. He secretly knows how to parse C++. And
I did not know that.
Well, people commonly think that Steve Jobs knew how, but he did not.
It's the wrong Steve for that job.
And I suspect Bill Gates is able to, but I haven't been able to interview him.
So you're hoping to get on this.
Well, one day, I'm open to, but since, you have to kind of like, somebody has to, kick the bucket to get off the list. So I'm kind of hoping, someday I'll be on the list.
Understood.
I'm working on it. See, I've got the grammar up here now, so I've been working on it, again, for 20 years. So
okay.
And I'm hoping that, I'll unlock the secret somehow, and one day I'll be one of the 12. So, that's kind of what 12 means to me.
I see.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time. Some very interesting perspectives and information you have there. And for those of you out there, in 20 years, this could be you.
So that's the, everybody needs to have a dream. And if you stick with your dream, you could be like me. And, one day,
you guys,
you'll be on the list.
20 years.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your time, and go Seahawks.
Go Hawks.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is Gabriel Ha behind the camera. Ale Contenti in front of the camera for some reason. Ale, who are we interviewing exactly?
It's me.
Oh!
It's about what are we gonna...
Okay.
What's the question?
So, you know, we're talking about what is, you know, Super Bowl's coming up this weekend, and, you know, we have the 12th fan. What does 12 mean to you in the context of a C++?
Or C++ or computers. Yes, yeah. 12, I was thinking it's, you know, I remember when I was 12 years old, and I think it was 1985, so I'm old.
Wow.
And okay. I saw the first Commodore Amiga computer at a friend of mine, so it's really, really nice machine. You know, it was plenty multitasking for the first time, and I couldn't really figure out what it was about, and then I saw it running, and then I said, oh, that's just it. You know, things run in parallel. And that was really nice, though. You know, I really liked it. I still remember that.
Cool.
That was really... So, you know, that was 12 was for me, you know, I guess. And we also shipped Dev 12 for us.
Yes.
This was the code name of VS 2013.
Yep.
So that was a nice release, you know.
Yeah.
Added some bunch of stuff to the compiler, to the front-end compiler, you know, library stuff parallel. You know, that's cool. So I'm happy about that,
too. Yeah.
So, you know, let's see how our team is going to do this Sunday, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Hey everyone, it's Gabriel again, and I'm here with Eric Battaglio, Senior Program Manager on the Visual C++ team. Some of you may know him as the Community PM that we have. So, Eric, Super Bowl's coming up this weekend. Hope you're at least moderately excited for that. So, Eric, what does 12 mean to you in the context of C++?
First of all, 12, you know, 12th man, go Seahawks, and looking ahead to the spring season, baseball season, go Mariners as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking forward to that season.
Yep.
So 12. I am right now in my office working on a presentation I'm giving in a little bit more than 12 hours tomorrow on Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific to the field. It's at Tech Ready. It's an internal event. And the name of the talk is YC++. And the format is a bunch of scenarios that people might not think about where C++ might play a role.
Okay.
So I think people know the standard, you know, performance, and if you're going to write games, things like that. But C++ really does play a role in, you know, maybe bridging into existing libraries like OpenCV. So if you're a .NET developer, you might want to have a bridge into OpenCV, and that would be done with C++, and it's remarkably easy to do. C++ is not what it used to be. You know, modern C++ is approachable. There's also some other scenarios that, you know, where you might have to go out and actually maintain some legacy code or port some logic from some code bases that are already existing into some other language, or repackage some of that technology so you can reuse it on a different platform. So that's what I'm trying to get across, and I'm trying to learn what other scenarios might be out there, so I'm excited about that.
Great. Well, best wishes for your talk tomorrow, and thanks for your time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was
awesome.
Know.
Which one you like the most?
TB
bits of information.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to say Mark's was by far the most amusing.
I like myself.
Oh.
You know, I'm always, you know, very egoist. Well, that's good. I hope you liked it, and we are piling up a bit more technical stuff for next month, right?
Next month for February.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool.
But in the meantime, enjoy the Super Bowl. Hope you guys watch this, you know, before then to make the timing kind of meaningful.
Yes.
And have a good weekend, and enjoy the game.
Bye-bye.